My name is Simon Boxer. I'm the climate campaigner for Greenpeace in New Zealand. And I have to say, we're really heartened at the number of people who have come from across the country and long journeys for a lot of people as well. And I think that really, the wide distribution of groups and people working on this issue and all the issues connected to fossil fuels is really an indication of the scale of the fossil fuel agenda that the government is bringing in to New Zealand. The crucial thing, without the consultation, without any of the real consultation processes with the public of New Zealand, this is something that's been very much done without our involvement. We're seeing permits being issued. We've just seen the new, what's called the Pegasus Basin permits off the Cook Strait, some very deep waters for oil there. We're seeing all sorts of projects suddenly popping up around the country, in people's backyards, all sorts of oil drilling on land, and all sorts of fracking operations for the unconventional gases. And in many cases, it's not going through proper RMA processes. So it's very much that we are being locked out in New Zealand by our government, who have decided to do the deals with the fossil fuel industry and take New Zealand fundamentally in a new direction, which is actually going backwards in time, back to the 19th century, just at a time when the rest of the world is waking up to clean energy and actually would be very much interested in talking to New Zealand and using our expertise. And that's where our economic future lies. And so we fundamentally feel that the government has to change that direction. And I have to say, very pleased that opposition parties have also started to really put pressure on the government and to really try and get a change. Because once we're locked in to that future of a fossil fuel future, there'll be no going back. We will be saddled with the risk of deep sea oil disaster like the Gulf of Mexico. We will have all sorts of problems related to the fracking operations, long-term environmental contamination, and obviously we're seeing huge areas of our conservation land and other parts of New Zealand being opened up by coal. So I just want to acknowledge quickly all the different groups here, and you have to bear with me. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge Adelaide Waititi, who has come. She's chairperson of Te Whanau Apanui's Runanga, and she has actually made a great effort. If you'd like to come to the front, she's made a great effort to be here because, as you know, at the moment, Te Whanau Apanui's the skipper of their fishing vessel, Elvis Teddy, is actually facing court action at the moment in Tauranga, and some serious charges have been laid against him. All he was doing, obviously, was defending the iwi's traditional fishing and customary rights in that area against the plans of the Brazilian oil giant to do deep-sea oil drilling there. In fact, after myself, if I could have a few minutes from yourself. And then Neve, sorry, I can't see you. Neve, if you're able to also, Neve is from Otago, if you introduce your group and everything, just a few words, and then I'll hand over to Gareth, and we can do a more formal handover process, if that's okay. Great. So, Adelaide, if you'd like to go next.
Oh,
just on.
Good morning, I really want to say first and foremost how grateful I am to be able to stand in front of such an awesome group. A group of people who have devoted their time and their labour to do what Whanau Apanui, a very small tribe on the coast, continues to do because of the preservation they want to see of their coastal areas as well as their land areas. I come from an area that you will probably be seeing at this point in time being debated in terms of what Petrobras has been able to do in the Raukumara Basin. Raukumara Basin goes out ocean-wise, and it also has a significant trial on our Whenua. So Whanau Apanui has become totally, totally involved in what's going to be happening there. They've already had them visit. They have done two tests. In place of those two tests, we are now defending one of our boys who works for the Runanga, who is one of my skippers, who chose to do what he did. And we actually praise him for what he did, because his ancestors would have done exactly the same. He was working in a role that he has had all his life, when he was born, and he is very comfortable with knowing that what he did shouldn't have brought him to court. So we've come today to support him. When we heard what was happening here, and Apanui saw it was important to bring someone here to actually tautoko what you people are doing today. And I want to say again, thank you, because when your face is shining there with us, I hope the government is going to be able to understand it's not just Maori sort of fighting with us. We have the partnership working in this environment. And I think it's something we all should be looking at. The environment, our country, is what we should all be proud of and be fighting for. Whanau Apanui has sustained itself with its whenua. As I said this morning in one of my interviews, Whanau Apanui is a very small tribe on the coast. 10,000 is its anticipated number. That's improved over the last few years. But it owns 9.7, 9.5 of its whenua today. We haven't had that confiscated. Only when the government needed to put roads through our environment. We are now fighting for the land that wasn't used in raging. But in terms of confiscation, Whanau Apanui can stand up and say, we didn't have any land confiscated. The land that they've got, they have used in doing what their ancestors have always done. Found it, turned it over for kumara, turned it over for riwai, still doing that today. Using the fishing area for fishing. Using the ngahere for pickup. So we've been able to maintain ourselves. So thank you very much, Simon. Thank you for those few moments. And I just want to say again, thank you, thank you.
So, I have a list of, we have oil-free otago, which Niamh will be next person to have a quick, just an update for everyone on what's going on down the otago, which is actually one of the areas that's in the front line. We could see drilling, possibly, by the Texan oil giant, deep sea drilling, by the end of the year into the beginning of next year. Those plans are unclear still, we're still waiting for word, but that's really got the people of Otago concerned that they could actually see the oil rigs. We have border riders against drilling, in fact, all the way from Raglan and Hamilton, and obviously the Raglan deep waters also are on the front line. They could also be facing deep sea drilling well within this time next year. And we've got, as you can see, oil-free Otago, which is from the Canterbury area, and there's also the Canterbury Basin is again very much being looked at for deep sea oil drilling. We have the Clean Energy Future Action Group in Nelson, and there's all sorts of projects proposed, including that latest Pegasus Basin tender that's out there at the moment from the government, right around the whole of the north of the South Island and the bottom of the North Island. Obviously we've got the Coal Action Network, Aotearoa here, and Forest and Bird, and I'm sure I've missed a few people, I'm sorry if I have. But that's a real wide breadth. Obviously, there are many, many groups and many, many people that you're representing here today who obviously can't come all the way to Wellington, and I think that's a key aspect, is that there is actually a movement across New Zealand to actually say no to the direction that the government's taking us, and yes, to a different direction. So, Niamh, if you want to say a few words about.
Good afternoon. Firstly, I just want to acknowledge all the study into Whanau Apanui and send our support from Otago. You guys are doing a great job. So support from us. And thank you, everybody, for being here. It's amazing to know that we're not, you know, all in our own individual locations fighting this on our own, and we're part of a much larger movement of people. I just want to say that I'm really privileged to live in New Zealand. I'm not from here originally. And it's an amazing, beautiful country. And I feel like I live in one of the most beautiful parts, in Otago. I'm sure a few of you will debate that, but I feel like I do. And we're being threatened by Anadarko, as Simon said, a Texan oil company that John Key has basically invited and encouraged to drill in our waters. And we just have huge amounts of really unique and fragile wildlife and ecosystems down there. And we're not capable of dealing with the risks that are associated with deep sea oil drilling as a country, much less down in Otago. And a disaster for us means a disaster for everybody. So we're going to continue to do whatever we can down there to stave Anadarko off and any other fossil fuel companies or industry that is coming to our region. Because oil is not our future, and it's not the future for Otago, it's not the future for New Zealand, and we need to be looking forward and moving away from this to clean energy.
Just to give some idea of what's actually in these boxes, each box contains just over 5,000 signatures. It's addressed to the Prime Minister, John Key, and it's saying that we, the undersigned, want you to stop all plans for deep sea oil drilling and expansion of coal industry, and we're demanding a clean energy future. So that's a significant number of people. We did, in fact, write to John Key's office. We did want to deliver this directly to himself or one of the representatives he would nominate. We have heard nothing back. I suspect that's because we're not the bosses of an oil company. And that really does say a lot about that silence coming out of the beehive just across the road there. It's telling you where the government's agenda is and where its obsession with fossil fuels is going to come before the wishes of the people of New Zealand. So, obviously, Gareth, the Greens are doing a huge amount of work across the country. Other opposition parties are also doing a great deal at the moment. Obviously, there is the EEZ bill that's going through Parliament, which is the Exclusive Economic Zone bill. And in fact, that bill is shocking how the government has drafted it. It is essentially the horse has bolted. They've now decided to close the stable door, but actually the door's not there when they try and close it, because it is essentially there to promote deep sea oil drilling, seabed mining, you name it. There's absolutely no obstacle to the rest of the world's major industries coming here and completely destroying our marine environment. We are only months away from potentially seeing a deep water horizon off our coast. And that is not acceptable. And that's why the campaign and the movement and the political work and everything that's going on in this country will continue until the government wakes up to the fact that it's going wrong, fundamentally wrong, and that this is where we should be going in terms of the clean energy future. So I would like to present to Gareth, to Parliament. We hope that Parliament actually receives this. It would be great if, obviously, this could be mentioned in the House. It would be good that maybe a minister should explain why John Key did not actually agree to accept this, and also whether they are prepared to listen to the message. And if they're not, then obviously the government is taking a major political risk in ignoring the wishes of New Zealanders and just pushing on with their behind-the-scenes deals with the international fossil fuel industry. So the fight will go on.
Well, I won't try and carry it to Parliament by myself. Kia ora, nga mihi nui, kia koutou, kia ora. It's wonderful to be here accepting this petition. I'll be tabling it in the House this afternoon before question time. Then it will go to a select committee. And what I'll be pushing for, along with other opposition parties, is to have a full inquiry at the select committee level so this petition can signal re-election. Now, I'd like to congratulate all the groups involved, including Greenpeace. This is a fantastic result. 140,000 Kiwis, that's a huge number. Now, over the weekend of the National Party Conference, we saw Energy Minister Heatley, Resources Minister Joyce, the Prime Minister, come out very aggressively pro-deep sea oil fracking. It's the key element of their economic plan, which is to frack it, mine it, drill it, cut it, sell it. Now, the government's coming out so aggressively because actually they're on the back foot. They're not feeling confident about the economics. They're not feeling confident that they're going to see it happen. What we're seeing is all main opposition parties voting against their legislation, the EEZ bill. We're seeing legal challenges led by Greenpeace and Te Whanau Apanui against their permitting for oil block process. And we're seeing a massive response from the public of New Zealand. Because oil on our beaches impacting our marine life isn't academic anymore. After the RENA, which was only a few hundred tonnes of oil, Kiwis have been able to touch it, to see it, to smell it. Oil isn't academic. It's a reality for an iconic part of New Zealand. and something Kiwis don't want to see in our marine environment on our beaches. Now, we know the benefits of oil drilling have been overstated by the government. What we know is we've got the fourth lowest royalty rate in the world. The government's put a dozen oil worker jobs on the skilled shortages immigration list. We also know the profits of these offshore companies are simply going to go offshore. So what we know is, for 100% of the environmental risk, and the risk is magnified for exploratory rigs, we're talking about twice as deep in some block areas as the deep water horizon, where the soil of the Gulf of Mexico is full. So what we know is, for 100% of the environmental risk, we're going to see hardly any jobs for New Zealanders, hardly any taxes, hardly any royalties, and the profits are going to flow offshore. So I'm not surprised that John Key isn't meeting Greenpeace. This is all about supporting big foreign enterprises, literally taking our resources, putting us at risk. It isn't about a clean energy future, which is what New Zealanders want. Now, what we know is that in the first time ever in our world's history, investment in renewable energy has outstripped fossil fuels in 2010. The clean electricity market could be an $800 billion industry over the next few years. This is looking to the future. This is where the smart money is. Instead, the government's looking to the 19th century for inspiration. So well done to everyone here. You're sending the government a clear message. As Simon said, it's only months away, but there is time. We can stop these rigs. We can have a real energy strategy which looks to the future. We can do it together. Thanks so much for all your work on this, Kia ora.
Tim Jones from Coal Action Network, because obviously this is as much about the major coal developments we're seeing around the country as well.
Yes, the government all around the country, as Gareth said, drill it, mine it, burn it. And when it comes to coal, they've got very big plans. The government is encouraging coal mining companies to dig up an estimated 6 billion tonnes of lignite, which is really horrible, dirty, low-quality brown coal, barely worthy of the name. There are 6 billion tonnes of recoverable reserves under prime Southland farmland. The government is encouraging its own energy company, Solid Energy, and other companies to dig it up, trash the Southland environment, which is one of the most productive growing environments, and release the results into the atmosphere. If all that lignite is dug up, and used, it will lead to about 8 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide emissions. 8 billion by itself doesn't sound like much, but let me tell you, that's not just significant in terms of New Zealand's emissions, that's very significant on world terms. But they don't want to stop there. They want to dig up and destroy the priceless biodiversity of the Deviston Plateau on the west coast. They want to allow underground coal gasification. Now, that sounds pretty cool. What it actually means is deliberately starting underground coal fires and collecting the resulting gases. They want to do coal seam gas. Anywhere there is coal, and there is a lot of it in this country, they want to dig it up and burn it. The jobs will be few and very expensive. The high-paying jobs will not go to New Zealanders, they'll go to overseas workers. Coal is disastrous for the health and the environment of local communities, as well as the climate. And that is why, both nationally, Coal Action Network Aotearoa, and many regional anti-coal groups, we are determined to stop them, and we will stop them. So we say kia kaha to everybody who is involved in the struggle. It's great to see this petition. It's important that we've done the petition, but there is a whole lot more work to be done. We intend to get on with doing it. Thank you.